reading of God's Word. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him, for he obtained the witness that before he was taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Praise God for the reading of his word. So, I want you to look with me. We're going to back up just a little bit to last week. We ended in Hebrews chapter 10, and this is the end of the chapter. And I just want to read this because it sort of gives us the reason why he turns now to this explanation of what faith is and the many examples then that follow of what faith is. Because faith is so vitally important. And we also remember that we're talking about a church here, a group of Christians that are discouraged because of persecution, because of the things that they have suffered, and considering going back to Judaism, many of them. And so there has been much encouragement in showing exactly what's wrong with the law, how it fell short, and how Jesus is the author of our salvation, and how he is the one that we should follow. He is the one who has now passed through the heavens and made the sacrifice of his own body in the heavenly temple, the true temple, not the one here on earth, but the one in heaven. And he has sat down at the right hand of God, and he ever makes intercession for us. So look at verse 35. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. And so I want you to understand right away, as we're reading this, how important confidence is, where it concerns our faith, or how important faith is in regards to building up and maintaining our confidence, okay? Our Christian confidence, our confidence in the Lord. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. And so there is no doubt when you're going through persecution, when you're going through trials, when you're going through tough times, it doesn't matter what they are, whether it's because of persecution or just generally negative circumstances that are going on in your life, it tends to pull us down. It tends to cause us to be somewhat tested in what we believe. And our faith comes into play. Our faith is important during those times because our confidence is important. And not just our confidence, but to understand that we need endurance. We need to be able to endure the test of time. We need to be able to go through the tough times and make it to the other side. How are you going to do that? We're going to do that by faith. And that faith then is going to build our confidence. Okay? So, for yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. So there it is. I think that's interesting. It's the scripture. It's an old covenant scripture. It says, my righteous one shall live by faith. It's the testimony to us all that Jesus lived his life by faith. And therefore, we all should follow his example and live our life by faith as well. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him, but we are not of those who shrink back. Hallelujah. We do not shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of our souls. And so we see in those last few verses how important faith is, especially to the discouraged Christian. I mean, there's stuff that goes on in this world today. All you got to do is spend a day watching the news, and you'll be discouraged. Be careful where you're spending your time, what you're allowing to influence your life. We have need of endurance, and if we're going to have endurance, then we're going to need confidence. And if our confidence is going to be high, then we're going to have to be able to know that our faith is secure in Him. Secure in God and secure in His Word. Strong. So that brings us then to Hebrews chapter 11. Now let me say that, well, I guess I've said it already, so I won't say it again. But I'll say this. Faith is the assurance of things that we may have previously hoped for. And I think everybody knows generally what hope is. Hope is just that there are things out there that we don't know. We don't know when they're going to happen. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We just know that He's coming back. We can have faith that He's coming back. But if you want to start talking about how soon He's going to come back, we can only hope that He's going to come back soon, because nobody knows the day or the hour except the Lord Himself, right? Except the Lord God Himself. So our Heavenly Father has set that time, and it is going to happen at a moment when a lot of people are not looking for it. It's going to come like a thief in the night. But we hope for it. We can only hope for it. But what this is saying is that faith, there are a lot of things other than that we hope for. But you can, for many things, you can now come to the place of having faith in God that those things are going to take place. Faith is the assurance. And assurance is also described in other places as substance. It's the literal substance, or it's the reality. Now, the other thing that faith is the conviction of things that are not seen. That sort of, the Scripture tells us in another place, we walk by faith and not by sight. If you can see it, then you don't need to have faith, right? But if you can't see it, then you need faith. You can't see the Lord, you need faith to trust that the Lord is there, that the Lord watches over you, that the Lord will never leave you and never forsake you, that the Lord is with you in times of trouble, and that the Lord will deliver you. Amen? That's right. So, faith then is the conviction of things not seen. It's the evidence or the proof. So, I read this, and I thought it was interesting. It said, physical eyesight is the sense that gives us evidence in the material world. Faith is the sense, like your six senses, or your five senses. Faith is the sense that gives us evidence of an invisible spiritual world. So, think of it this way. Faith is not necessarily seeing. Sometimes we think, well, if I can see it, well, then that's evidence that something's real. That's the way it is in the physical world. We see all things around us, and I see trees, and I know they're real. I see birds in the air, and I know that they're real. I've I fell off my dad's moving van one time and busted my head open. I know gravity's real, you know. I mean, I experienced those things. I can trust it. I see it. There are things that we see. But when it comes to faith, it's more of a knowing. It's the evidence and the substance and the conviction and the assurance really speaks of just a knowing, an inner knowing. It's not necessarily something we see. I guess we could. I take for my mother, I talk about this quite often. She was in a wreck many years ago, and it was a life-threatening accident. She was supposed to die because of the severity of this wreck. But there happened to be a doctor on the scene that got in the ambulance. He didn't come with the ambulance. He was actually there in his car, and he stopped. And he got in the ambulance, and he diagnosed what was going on. Fluid was building up on her heart, and he took a syringe, and he was pulling the fluid off of her heart while they were going from Winchester to Huntsville, Alabama. And at any rate, with the call that we got was that she didn't have long to live. We needed to get to Huntsville. And so I was at Jeannie's apartment, and had just pulled into town. I was attending Bethel at the time, Bethel University, which was Bethel College back then. And we're sitting there, and I was sitting on her hearth, and I remember praying a prayer of faith. And I got up off that hearth, and I looked at Jeannie, and I said, "Mom's not going to die, she's going to live." I didn't see it. I didn't see my mom at home cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I didn't see her walking out of the hospital. I didn't see anything. I just knew. There was a reality in my heart that she's not going to die from this. She's going to live. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it. I know that many other people, we got a big family, and everybody was praying. And my dad was praying and interceding for Mom and my brother and all my aunts and uncles and so many other people in all the churches that were represented. And we're so thankful for all those prayers. But I know this. I know that in that moment, I understood this verse. I understood that faith at some point becomes assurance. That faith becomes a conviction of a thing that you can't see. Faith gives you peace. It gives you peace. It gives you, because why? Because you've got the assurance in your heart. You know that it's true. Think about when you came to know the Lord Jesus. I don't know how you experienced it. Everybody has a completely different experience. Some people have great emotion. Some people have very little emotion. Some people know the very moment and the hour. Some people just know that at some point, I know I believe in the Lord Jesus. But here's the deal. When I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I knew at that moment that something changed, because my conscience, my guilty conscience, was gone. The guilt, the shame, all of that was gone. The burden was lifted. I was light. I was free. I knew that a change. I didn't see anything. I just knew that a change had taken place. Hallelujah. That's just childlike faith. Just, I was a child. I was 12. I think I was 12. I might have been 13, but I think I was 12 years old. Yeah, I'm pretty certain. Not even a teenager yet. But I remember that I knew. There was a knowing in my heart. And that's what faith is. Faith is the assurance. And faith is the conviction of things not seen. So, look at this next verse. "For by it men of old gained approval." I mean, you think about it. So many the prophets and the kings and those who came before them, Moses and Abraham and all of our forefathers, they had those moments where they put their faith and their trust in God when they couldn't see what they couldn't see it with their physical eyes, but they were trusting God because God had spoken to them. God had called them. God was causing them to walk in a particular direction. All of these patriarchs of the faith gained approval by God because they had faith in God. They had put their trust in Him. There was some kind of knowing in their heart that went beyond anything that you could see. Verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. I can assure you of one thing today. The world was not made by a bunch of dust particles that were floating around out in the atmosphere, and then they all just came together and smashed, and there was a big bang. Because the Scripture says that by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God. They came into being by the Word of God. So that what you see today was made out of things which were not visible. They weren't made out of things which are visible. They were made out of things which were invisible. It wasn't dust. It wasn't like there was something here and it just sort of happened by chance. It just sort of started all swirling together and created the planet. There's a God who's over creation. There's a God who calls planets into being and they come into being out of nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He doesn't need anything to be there. He just speaks the Word and it comes about. Now, He is our example. The writer of Hebrews tells us what faith is, tells us that the men of old were approved by it, and then his first example of faith for us is God and how He created the world. Who is it that we have been created in the image of? We've been created in the image of God. We operate in this world under His auspices and according to how He created us. And He created us in His image to do things very much in the way that He does them. We, however, especially here in the Western world, but we're just so accustomed to looking and saying, well, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. We're sort of like Doubting Thomas. I'm not going to believe until I see the nail prints in his hands. I'm not going to believe until I see the scar in his side. And we're a lot like that sometimes. We just sort of figure, if I can see it, I'll believe it. But we're called as Christians to not walk by sight. We're called to walk just like this. To trust God. To speak. To understand that His Word has gone forth. To speak forth His Word and agree with Him concerning His Word. And trust that it's going to come about. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a testimony that he was righteous, God testifying about his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Man, it wasn't, both offered sacrifices. Abel was a keeper of the animals, And so therefore he offered an animal sacrifice. Cain was a gardener, and so therefore he offered the fruit of the ground. It wasn't that God was a respecter of what came from an animal rather than what came from the ground. It was about faith. The scripture says Abel offered his sacrifice by faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. Cain became jealous of that. Apparently, Cain did not necessarily offer his in faith, or in the same kind of faith, but rather just offered it. Abel's sacrifice was respected and honored by God, offered by faith, and Cain took his life as a result of that. And so the scripture says that God testifies about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death. And he was not found because God took him. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken, he was pleasing to God. The Bible says he lived 65 years. He had a son. And then he lived 300 more years. And he walked with God. And he had more sons and daughters during that time, but walked with the Lord, walked with God the Father for 300 years. God was pleased with him, took him. Isn't that awesome? What was so important about Enoch's walk with God? It's important to walk with God. It's important to have a daily walk. That's why we have, hopefully, we have a prayer life, and we have a daily prayer life, and we have a daily time of devotion and drawing near to God, because that is representative of our daily walk with God. We should find ways to walk with Him more frequently and to seek Him as much as we possibly can. But the most important thing is that we trust Him, that in our walk we learn to trust Him in every single thing, in every single aspect of life. And apparently that's what Enoch was able to do. Notice what verse 6 says. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You can't even please Him. You can't please Him in the least little bit without faith. Hallelujah. I don't have this on the slide presentation, but I just want to take an opportunity to ask you to maybe mark it in your Bibles and look with me in your Bibles, Mark chapter 11. Jesus I think this occurs during the last week of his life. It's a holy week. He's already been to Jerusalem and cleansed the temple, and then they're on their way to Bethany. And he's hungry, and he sees this fig tree, and it has no figs on it, although it's not the time of year for figs, and he curses it, says it'll never bear figs again. They go to Bethany, they spend the night, they come back, they're on their way back to Jerusalem the next day, and as they were passing by in the morning, this is Mark 11, verse 20 and following, and it says, and as they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. I just want us to talk about that for just a moment. Because, you know, we don't have a lot of mountains around here. We got a few hills. But, you know, there's a hill over here on Snail Cave Road. Is that what it is? Snail Shell Cave Road. Anybody tried to move that hill lately? Cast it into the little creek that flows out of the ground over there? I'm assuming no. Nobody's had a need to do that. Think about that. He's looking at one of those mountains there that surround the Jerusalem area, and he's saying, you could speak to this mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea, and if you did not doubt in your heart, but you believed God, it would happen. What does that sound like? It sounds just like what the Scripture said earlier about how God speaks and the world was created out of nothing. He's saying faith is this thing. It is this thing that you have in God that when you believe Him and you trust Him, you put your faith in Him, whatever you speak, believe it. And it can happen. Hallelujah. So he says to them, after that, therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask. Now he's bringing it back into relationship to the Christian walk. And I say Christian walk, their walk with Christ, the Christ, and all that he's trying to teach them about being faithful and having faith in God and trusting God. And he's been teaching them for the last 3 years, 3.5 years. And so he says to them, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. that's just wild, isn't it? All things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them. What's he saying? I want you to pray in such a way as to trust and have the conviction and the assurance that's already yours, that the answer is already there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm thinking about I'm skipping on a little bit. And it's right after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Peter and John, they're on the way to the temple. And then they see this blind man, this beggar. He's lame. He's been sitting over there on the side. And he's not blind, he's lame. He's been lame from birth. And they bring him down there. Somebody him down there every day and sits him right there where the traffic comes through so that when people are heading to the temple, he'll be able to beg for alms. They've seen him before. They've seen this guy before, and on this day he asks for alms and they say, well, we don't have any money, but what we do have, we give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Y'all, that's out there. That's faith. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the man got up and began to praise God. And he entered into the temple with them, and he was in there leaping and shouting and praising the Lord. And everybody saw this man and knew that he was that lame man that had sat out there all his life begging for alms. And now there are people who have faith in Jesus Christ. There are people who have faith in God Almighty. And they're speaking in His name. And they're commanding the lame to get up and walk. And it's happening. Thank you, Lord. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. What an encouragement to Christians who are discouraged, who are down on their luck, who are being persecuted like some of these are here. Because He's saying to them, have faith in God. It's impossible to please Him without faith, but if you trust Him and you put your faith in Him, then as you come to God, first believe in Him, and then know that as you seek Him, He's going to reward you. As you walk with Him, there's a reward for that. As you trust Him, as you step out in faith and learn to trust Him. I'm going to tell you right now, there's people out there that are in need. They're in need of somebody who has some faith to speak into their life the truths of the gospel, to tell them, to let them know that Jesus Christ can set them free, to help them pray that sinner's prayer and come to know Him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for the truth of your word. You know, the scripture says in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. And then verse 9 says, for He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. There's many other scriptures that I could read to you that are just like that, speaking of the word of faith and how that each one of us are supposed to walk in that kind of faith, to trust God, to speak forth His word. I'm going to ask the musicians to come, and we're going to sing this hymn of invitation. And as we do, if the Spirit of God speak into your heart today, listen. Listen to the call of the Holy Spirit. Because He speaks to us. He draws us. He moves us. I want you to remember how this scripture started. Now faith. Now faith is. Faith is right now. Faith, the measure of faith has been given to every single believer. There are some people who think, well, I can't believe like others do. Yes, you can, because it's been given to you. If you're sitting here and you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've already used that faith, and it brought about a miracle in your life. You're changed. You're a new creation. And it was all because you believed. You trusted His word. He calls on us now to trust every aspect of His word. To trust His word where it concerns those who are in need. To trust His word where it concerns those who need deliverance, who need salvation, for those who need help in any way. He has given us this faith so that we can seek Him and receive the reward that He wants to give. Would you stand as we sing this hymn? He tells